your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed that first, more general market commentary from who's one of my favorite guests on the show, Mark Chandler. I am now chatting with, I know, listeners or a lot of listeners' favorites, Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, I wanted to just have you on this weekend show for a general recap on where you see some of the precious metals moving, and we might even get into a stock or two. Let's start off with gold. Gold continues to trade in a higher range. It seems like it still is a lot supported by this general fear trade. At the beginning of the year, it was fear of war. Now it's this fear of the coronavirus outbreak. Either way, gold does keep on moving higher and setting up higher ranges in kind of a stair-stepping manner, something that you and I have talked about. Please give us your updated thoughts on the gold price and the chart, please.
The gold price, it looks good here. It's going to end the month bumping its head right up against the upper Bollinger Band and the monthly chart, and that's a pretty nice-looking chart pattern. But the other chart pattern I love is the MACD on the monthly. And I always favor longer-term months. Month or charts. Monthly is the best than weekly. I don't like the daily charts. That's just a lot of noise to me. Prices moving up and down. They don't really tell you anything about trends. But the monthly chart really looks nice for gold. The only thing that is really a little bit of a downer for people is the fact that the gold stocks and the precious metal stocks are not keeping up with the pricing. And that's the thing that's really disconcerting, Corey. But I mentioned quite a while back that I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see real movement in those a lot of these stocks, especially the smaller ones, the juniors, until we get much higher in prices. And that's too bad because we had that big rally in 2015 and 16. And we might not take that out yet for a little bit of time. And then we could get up to 1900 and pause for a while. But we're heading up toward 1900 over time. And the gold chart continues to be really solid at this time.
So, Doug, we have talked, it feels like nonstop for the last 6 months maybe, about how the shares have lagged gold. And I've gotten a number of different opinions on what it's going to take for these shares to catch up. Some say, you know what, maybe a little bit more of a correction. Some people look to a more general U.S. market collapse. I do not subscribe to that one because, quite frankly, stocks are stocks, and juniors especially are still considered risky stocks. So I think we do need some stability in terms of a broad financial market as well. Other people have pointed to simply just a breakout of the gold price, maybe moving to 1700 or even getting back up to 1900, and that's what finally drags these stocks along. What do you think it is going to take for the juniors to move up and follow the gold price?
Well, I think you have your explorers, which I think are going to be the last ones to benefit from this, unless they have some really high grade discoveries. Other than that, I think they're going to be pretty much moribund for a long time. I think the interest is, especially as more people get into this market, will be into the larger cap and also the mid-tiers, especially mid-tiers that look like they have a portfolio and reserves that could drive them into the large tier positions or large capitalization positions. And there are some companies like that, and especially if they continue to have great free cash flow, and they can put that free cash flow to work as far as further exploration that continues to increase their reserve positions, or if they can buy some other companies on the cheap that really complement their portfolio. But I just feel that a lot of these explorers, if they don't have any good-looking drill results. They're going to go nowhere for a long time until we get to the blowout phase someday in this gold market.
Yeah, and that blowout phase still might be a ways away, maybe multiple years away, which is fine because there are these good quality juniors that do continue to run, and still a lot of the majors and even mid-tier producers, I've noticed a lot more attention going back into those, which makes sense because they're generating better numbers, they're going to be able to build up cash positions, and probably, I think, spur more M&A activity coming into the sector. Doc, let's look at GDX as well, because this chart, yes, it hasn't broken out from its highs from last year, but on the weekly chart, monthly chart, still trading very close to, if not at, the upper Bollinger Band. Really looks like it has set up a higher trading range here. How encouraged, or what are your thoughts on this GDX chart, please?
Yeah, GDX is in a decent position, but as I mentioned in the first part of the month of January, I thought the second month we wouldn't be doing much, or even into February, and I'll stick with that position pretty much. I think these stocks are going to struggle for a while. In March, we might get a little bit of bump, but I wouldn't be surprised, especially from looking at the intermediate cycles. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have to wait a while, unless the gold price explodes on us and continues to just move upward. But we could have a little retraction in the month of February in the gold price, because we've had a couple of months of closing higher. And if that's the case, I think February isn't going to be much. March may respond a little bit, but we might have to wait until later in the spring, as I've mentioned before, for GDX and GDXJ really to break out over their previous highs. Because as I mentioned, we're in an intermediate cycle where it looks like we might be in a little bit of a left translation. So that tells me that we may move sideways to down here a little bit, but not tremendously. And we're just waiting in GDX and GDXJ for some of the moving averages to catch up with these prices. And that happens because when you have a nice move like you did in GDX and GDXJ back in the summer of last year, and then we hit a high around September, and then we've come off that. It takes time for these technicals to catch up. But once again, that's a very healthy bull market when you have that sort of thing. And we've talked about that stair-step procedure and process. And so we're still in that, Corey.
All right, Doc, you talked about some of those moving averages, too. You and I follow the 50 exponential moving average and simple on both the daily, weekly, and monthly. Also the 200 on the daily, weekly, and monthly. Do you think that some of these markets, whether it's gold or GDX, actually come back and test these moving averages, or is it more of giving them time to catch up to current price levels?
Well, I think GDX, GDXJ could even turn down a little bit, especially to try to move back down toward those 50s, Corey. That's very much, but I don't see them moving down a lot here. It's going to be a combination of still just trading kind of sideways. And we've watched that with GDX for weeks here already. And I think that's to continue, but it gives that 50 chance to catch up. And then we might have a little bit toward that 50. But I think the 50s are the ones that are the ones to watch first, because if they hold, then we move higher from there. But if they break a little bit, then we're going to have to wait for the 200 to catch up a little bit more to these prices.
All right, quick comment just on silver too. Silver is trading in a very similar pattern as GDX, I think. It's been a bit choppy throughout this month, but seems to be setting up a higher range. What's your assessment of silver real quick here, Doc?
Yeah, silver is really discouraging for a lot of people. Silver has not kept up with gold again, and gold continues to bump its head on the upper Bollinger Bands, but silver is just really kind of depressing for a lot of people because it just does not seem to want to correlate with gold at all. But that's okay, because I think silver, still we're in a good position in silver. And I think we're going to trade down to sideways with silver for into February. In March, I went, once again, might get a little bump. But silver is just biding its time, and it's letting those moving averages catch up again, and that's a positive thing. And silver is really in a trading range, too. It's going to stay in that, it looks like, for a good period of time yet, through February and March, and maybe into later part of the year, or spring.
All right, Doc, let's get into one stock here that you and I were chatting about off mic that has been running nicely this year, and even at the second half of last year, really the fourth quarter of last year, started to make some nice moves. I think it's been driven a lot by some good news events as well, as the company has developed their main project. We're talking about Skeena Resources, traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol SKE. As we're recording this, Skeena has broken above $1 a share on some strong volume. Please, Doc, take us through your position in Skeena and where you think it could go.
Yeah, Corey, I've owned Skeena since months ago. I bought it at 32 cents, and it's really had a nice move. In fact, I added to it a little bit a while back. And technically, it's right now consolidating. The chart looks excellent. And what I really love about this chart is the fact that on the monthly chart, it's broken out above its 50 exponential and 50 simple moving averages. And the ADX strength indicators are very strong. So it could move back here a little bit next month, but it looks like it wants to go higher over time here now.
All right, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Always interesting chatting with you, and I know that a lot of our listeners always like hearing your updates on the metals. You are staying consistent to what you have been calling for, but I think even the metals have, in a way, outperformed some of the early expectations that a lot of people have had. Doc, great chatting with you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.